On Monday, the 14th annual Antiques Trade Fair came to a close in Prague. Some 60 dealers from all over the country offered everything from 19th and 20th century art to silverware and porcelain. Besides collectors and traditional buyers, the fair also attracted hundreds of people on the lookout for unique Christmas presents or antiques to decorate their homes. Dieter Asiedu reports.
Several thousand visitors flock to Prague's Mánes exhibition hall every year. Some come to buy antiques, others have dug up their old jewelry, silverware or even tobacco tins and visit the fair to use the free consultations offered by professional art and antique valuers.
Hello, my name is Itka. This antique fair is specialized for all antiques, so you can find here old porcelain, old glass, jewelry, paintings, some old textile like national costumes, and some old dolls and toys as well. 10 years ago, it was for old people or some really specialized dealers, and mostly for foreigners. But now, young people are interested about it, and I think it's really great for our business. Of course, it depends on what are you looking for. You can find little things, beautiful things, which are not too expensive. And if you are interested about it, you can start to have some collection.
The 1990s, art dealers agree, were the golden years of the Czech world of antiques. After 40 years of communist rule, precious art and antiques were returned to their original owners en masse. Unfortunately, much of it made its way abroad. But the country's valuable heritage appears to be gradually finding its way back home. I spoke to Petra Young, the vice president of the Czech Association of Antique Dealers, about this new phenomenon and the state of the antique trade in the Czech Republic today.
I think it's just a natural process as the country is getting richer and people are more aware of their heritage and they don't consider foreign goods so glamorous anymore, because you can imagine in the 1990s, after the country has been virtually isolated for many, many years and people didn't have a chance to buy foreign goods and anything made in the West, so-called, was, you know, in our eyes, of a better value, of a better quality, etc., etc. Now people have become much wiser. They've traveled, they had a chance to see the world, they had a chance to see other cultures, and they are perhaps starting to appreciate more their own culture and are able to buy those items back.
If somebody would give you a call today from Germany, if an antiques dealer would call you, a collector from Germany or Austria or from neighboring countries, I would ask you, would it pay off for me to come to a Czech trade fair? Would it, and why?
It would depend very much on what the dealer has to offer and what prices. I don't know the German market that well. I've been to United Kingdom several times, and I know that there are items that would sell very well in the Czech Republic. Like, for example, in English furniture, it is very unusual for the Czech market, and generally the prices, and I'm not talking about the top market, I'm talking about the general use items, they generally are, I would say, very price competitive. So would a dealer consider bringing those items over here? They probably do very well. Different story would be, for example, with English jewelry, because generally their purity is not high enough for the Czech market. Their silver generally is of a lower purity than what we are used for.
What about Czech antiques abroad? What would sell like hotcakes?
I still think that there's a very large number of painters who are of a very high quality and are unknown abroad. And I would say that the prices of oils generally are very, very low compared to what you pay for quality oils in the Western countries. So I think that if you did a careful selection of oil paintings, decorative, where it doesn't really matter who the author is, because, you know, the foreign audience will not appreciate it, then I think you could do very, very well with that. I also know that, for example, on the English market, that figures by your Royal Dukes reach very high prices, much more than they reach here. Tonnet furniture quite often is very, very interested, you know. So Again, it depends which country you travel to, and you need to make a selection based on that. But we're starting to get quite a lot of inquiries from United States, let's say, because I think the Americans are quite adventurous with that, and they're happy to actually look at new authors and possibly invest in them.
And I was speaking there to Petra Young, the vice president of the Czech Association of Antique Dealers. Now, every year, the proceeds of the sale of selected antiques at the trade fair go to charity. This year, they'll be used to finance a project in Plzeň that helps families with children battling serious physical and mental disabilities.
That report by Dita Asieru.